2017 NFL Scouting Combine continues. We're trying to find people to talk to, and we found a good one. It's Matt Bowen of ESPN, a former Iowa Hawkeye standout, a former NFL player, and a recent champion coaching a high school team in Illinois. You won a state championship.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. I coached at IC Catholic. We're right outside Chicago. Had a great run, 14-0 season. Tough kids, fundamentally sound kids. One of the best moments I've ever had in sports. At any level I played, to be involved with the championship team was awesome.
What are some of your key messages to your team that live year in and year out that aren't team specific?
Just the way you play the game. You know, I think any winning team, whether it's in professional football, the Chicago Cubs, I'm a Chicago guy, I had to put that in there. You have a winning culture. You build a culture, you build an identity, the type of people you want, the type of character you want in the room. That's going to beat scheme. It's going to beat talent. And, you know, and what I do at ESPN is a lot of scheme talk. I talk X's and O's, how people create matchups, what they do with those matchups. But at the end of the day, that stuff's really secondary to the type of people and type of character you have. And maybe that shows up more at the lower level I coach at. But we really saw that throughout the course of the season, how important that was.
Well, that's a part of the evaluation process for NFL GMs and coaches. And so Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer are doing that right now. When you look at this incoming class of draft eligible players, and for the Vikings and their defense and what Mike Zimmer does, anyone or any group of players really stand out to you as maybe good fits for the Vikings?
Well, I think if you're looking for Coach Zimmer, start in the secondary. Yeah. Because this, just because of the draft is so how top heavy it is right now with secondary position. You know, now some players are going to be farther up the line. You're talking about Jamal Adams from LSU, Malik Hooker, the free safety from Ohio State. But you get deeper in that first round, even the top of the second round, Tre'Davious White out of LSU, the cornerback there. Jabril Peppers from Michigan, where does he play? Buda Baker from Washington, is he a slot corner, is he a safety? I think what you're seeing now, and more so in football at every level, is versatility has become such a key. It's not just, I play 4-3 will linebacker. No, what else can you do? What more value can you provide? What can you do in nickel? What can you do in dime? What can you do for me on special teams? Defense in the NFL is mostly made up of defensive backs and linebackers in terms of your special teams coverage too. So that's a big part of the process is finding guys that, one, fit your scheme, but also that you might have to adapt your scheme a little bit. You have a guy like Peppers, maybe he's not a starting safety. Maybe he is that sub-package, that monster back. How do you get him on the field? How do you make him productive?
Yeah, and that has been a role that has expanded in the NFL, in recent seasons. One guy you didn't mention yet is Desmond King. What about your guy from Iowa? How about him? You know, the guy holding the camera right here, Nate Vaughn, is an Iowa guy. Okay, so tell us about Desmond King.
I love Desmond King. One, you're going to get a leader. You're going to get toughness. You're going to get fundamentals. You're going to get technique, physicality. I don't know what Desmond's going to run here. I'm not really worried about it if I'm a scout, because I'm looking at him as a football player. I know he played corner in college. I know he has a ton of on-the-ball production. He won the Thorpe Award. Comes back for a senior year, played in that Iowa culture under Kirk Ferentz, so you know what you're getting. You're going to get a second-year pro in terms of maturity and accountability. I think he'd do a lot of different things. It was interesting down at the Senior Bowl, they had Desmond during individual drills doing cornerback work and safety work. You know, maybe he's a slot guy. So people see him at different positions. Again, it goes back to that discussion we just had. What more can you do? Because the more you can do, the more valuable you are, the longer you play in the league. And I think Desmond, wherever you put him, he's going to make plays for you. And again, he's not a true burner. He's not going to run a 4-4 flat. But, man, turn on the tape, watch him play. He can play ball.
Yeah, the tape matters. Last thing for you, Mike Zimmer talked here at the Combine about he's a defensive guy, but he can use that to help his offense improve because he can give his assistant coaches on offense some ideas of how a defense might look at something. So in that vein, anyone on offense in this draft class stand out to you? Maybe some of the Vikings could take a look at, given some of their needs, maybe running back, maybe another tight end, anyone along the offensive line that you like particularly?
Well, if you're talking about the offensive line, Forrest Lamp out of Western Kentucky. He's already testing well here today. I watched him at the Senior Bowl, good player. Tight end position, O.J. Howard. And O.J. Howard, here's the great thing about O.J. Howard, complete player. One, he comes from Alabama. You know what you get in terms of toughness, technique, and discipline. He's a great inline blocker. He's got matchup ability. He's 250 pounds plus. I think he measured it at 6'5 or 6'6. He didn't have a ton of production in college, but you could see the skill set, how it's going to transfer. I would really love to see him. I think every team would love to see him because he could stretch the seam. He's going to be important for you on early down and distances in your running game. He can also run underneath option routes. At the running back position, I'm looking for a matchup player. I think it's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey is only 202 pounds. He's probably not an every down back. But how many teams in the NFL right now have a true number one against 25 carries a game? It's split up now. You want more guys. And McCaffrey, what you're seeing there is routes out of the backfield. Again, special teams ability. Very interesting player to me.
Yeah, and maybe the Vikings in an interesting spot for some of those names. Like you say, Forrest Lamp, Christian McCaffrey. If things go the right way, you know, maybe the Vikings can get lucky and find a nice player like that in the second round because we don't have a first-round pick.
Right, right. And that's what you're looking for. Guy, you mentioned Desmond King is a perfect example, okay? But I understand what you're saying. When you get to the second round, you're looking obviously for impact players still because it's a day two pick. That's an important pick. But you get more value too. You're going to get guys that maybe don't have the best 40, maybe don't have the best testing numbers, but you turn on the tape and you keep watching them making plays over and over and over, and you say, okay, how can they fit our scheme? How can they help our football team? That's how you win.
Well, the focus here in the media center has kind of shifted away from free agency and NFL players and toward the college players, and that's why it's great to talk to Matt Bone of ESPN. You can follow more of his stuff on ESPN and ESPN.com, and, of course, you can follow more of the Vikings at the Combine by staying tuned to Vikings.com right here.